Well, hello, and good morning, guten tag, whatever. It's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, whether you like it or not, and I'm sitting in my car. Let's get out of my car. Oh, yeah. And here we are. Where are we? Why are we outside in December? Well, because it's actually 50 degrees. It's about 52 degrees Fahrenheit. Call it 16 or 17 degrees Celsius. And well, I don't want to say it's a lovely day, but it's not a horrible day. I didn't think it was this windy. It wasn't this windy when I left my house. So here we are, walking on a trail at Heron Haven. Where else would we be? Well, of course, there are a few other places we could be, but I think Heron Haven is our most populated area, or at least when I'm here. I am the only person here, and it rained all day yesterday, off and on. And while I don't honestly expect to find anything in the way of mushrooms, we gotta check, because you know, I'm not too sure it has gotten cold enough to really stop fungal growth. You know, the ground has to freeze, the ground has to get cold, and so it takes a while for the ground to get cold after the air gets cold, and so there could be some fungus out here today. We will keep our eyes open. We will also look for any types of dudes. And the good news is, I do have my camera with me this time. Which is weird. I mean, it's not weird that I have it, but my camera, if you'll remember correctly from last time, went bingo battery. And it went bingo battery weird. It just wasn't low. It was acting very strange. And low. And I put it on the charger. I put the battery in the charger when I got home. And the charger acted funny. It was blinking its light really fast instead of being steadily on. And it didn't charge the battery. And I tried again and it didn't charge the battery. And I messed with it a little bit. And I put the battery back in the charger. And it looked like it behaved normally. And so this morning, I put the battery in the camera. I haven't tested the camera. Maybe we should test it out. Let's turn it on. Well, it came on. Now that's good. And it's showing me that it's in macro mode. So we better take it off that, just in case. And so I guess this means what? I guess this means we need to walk out onto the boardwalk. See if we can find any dudes. Because last time we saw a mink, when I thought, oh, we're not gonna find any dudes, we found a dude and the camera failed. Okay, so I'm approaching the boardwalk. I'm still 20 meters out, but I'm at the sub pond. And there's a male and female mallard out here. And just swimming around. They're kind of swimming away from me now. Lovely, lovely ducks. And we just like make a right turn and out onto the boardwalk we go. Let's see if there's anything back there in the hidden pond. Well, it's hard to tell because it is kind of hidden. I'm not seeing any telltale movement. I can hear some kind of bird, but it's not a ducky. All right, so out onto the boardwalk we go. It's kind of overcast. Oh, there's some geese out at the weir. And there's some other geese kind of out there in the middle of the pond. Oh, and there's some more geese. There's a load of geese. There's a dozen geese over by the row marker. I'm standing on the boardwalk, but I'm turning around to to look at the logs that line the bank. I'm looking for minks. Oh, I see a raptor. I see a big bird flying around. He's coming towards me. Oh, but he stopped. He found a nice tree to hang out in. So we don't know what kind of big birdie that is. All right, well, there's not much going on out here, and it's windy. So I'm turning around, and I'm walking back into the forest. And as I walk by the hidden pond at a different angle, I can see there's a couple of duckies back there. There's a couple of male mallards I can see. Oh, they're so nice, having some kind of duck party. Quackity quack. Alright, so what else has been going on? Well, saw a great football game yesterday. And if you want to stream a very exciting football game, watch Swansea versus Crystal Palace. Oh, it was great. I won't tell you the result or what happened, but suffice it to say it was awesome. I'm walking over the land bridge. I'm looking at the billabong, and there's some weird water movement. There's waves. Why are there's some weird waves, like underwater dude waves. Is there Scratty in there or something? It's funny because I got waves coming from one direction that are being caused by the wind, and then there's these waves that are going in the opposite direction, which means that there's somebody underwater. Maybe if we go out to the wall blind, we can see who this might be. In the meantime, I'm walking by Turtle Bay here. And I'm not seeing anything. I'm listening more than I'm looking, because I can't really see much because of all the trees. But I'm listening for muskrats jumping into the water off logs, which makes a very distinct sort of bloop sound. I'm approaching the wall blind. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. And there's nothing back here. There's nothing in the billabong except some logs. Oh yeah, hooray for logs, they're fun. Okay, well, let's keep going then. Let's round the tip of Turtle Bay here and look down at the long ways. See if we can see any dudes. We did see a Scratty in here the other day. That was nice, because everybody likes Scratties. I know I do. I don't see any at this time, though. And now, we gotta walk over land for a while. Do-do-do-do-do, walking, can't see the water from here, and that's okay. Checking all the logs for fungus and bacterial decay. It's good time here at Heron Haven. And yeah, we got a lot of wet logs, but not a lot of fungal instances. There's some scurf here and there. Oh, look, here's some fairly fresh. Yeah, this is fresh auricularia. It's small. Tiny little tree ears on a log. Auricularia auriculum. It's good stuff. Alright. So now I'm about to cross the bridge that looks out over the turtle reproduction pond. There's waves. Oh, yeah, there's water movement because there's some quackies down there. Two pairs of mallards. Two males, two females, being so mallardy. Oh, that's so nice. Everybody likes ducks. I know I do. And that means that we're headed over to the big blind. What are we gonna see in the big blind today? Do I see water movement in front of the blind? Oh, yep, because there's a duck and he saw me and he flew away. It was not a mallard. It was a chickeny duck. Oh, I heard something in the... Oh, it's just a squirrel. Something in the leaves behind me doing leafy stuff. All right, so as we step into the blind here and look out onto the lake, three mallards to my left, two males and a female. One of those males is kind of small. No action on Goose Island. Look over to the left. Oh yes, lots of stuff going on in the Delta. A whole bunch of geese and a lot of ducks. Something's going on. Oh yeah, there's 6 male mallards and about 10 geese. There's a duck flopping around in the water, taking a ducky bath. They are hearing my voice and they're kind of swimming out towards the middle of the water now. Kind of swimming towards Goose Island. Do-do-do-do-do. Isn't that fun for a goose? Yes, it is. So we got goosers, we got duckzors. I'm looking, but I don't see any... I don't see any herons. There's no herons to be found at Heron Haven today. You know, but that's okay. We get to see them a lot anyway. Just not today. Alright, so sticking my head out. Looking closer to the bank, looking underneath me. Yeah, not seeing much of anything else. Okay, so we walk out of the blind, head up the stairs. We're gonna take the loop path today. There's noise above me. Oh, and it's a squirrel running around in this tree. Probably wants to throw some stuff at me, but there's nothing to throw at this time of year. Boy, you come in here in the spring, like in May, and there's black walnuts. And if you get some crazy squirrels that don't like people, and you will, these squirrels will throw black walnuts at you. It's fun. All right, so I'm gonna stand at the edge of the ravine and look down into the ravine. And I can kind of see the ravine floor a little bit. Doesn't seem to be much going on. But what I want to look at is the opposite wall of the ravine. And yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Because there's still just lots of green leaves. Why are there so many green leaves still? I don't know. It's December. You wouldn't think there'd be any green leaves around, but there are down there in the ravine. Kind of a very protected area. So it's going to take a while before all that stuff loses its leaves. Ooh, ow. Ooh. All right. Walking back down the hill on the loop path. I guess this is probably time for me to tell you what else I watched last night. Oh, it's on every... Actually, I'm not sure what night it's on. Ugh. But I got to see Johnny Sacco and his giant robot. Now, if you're not familiar with this show, I don't blame you. I wasn't ever. I mean, I didn't see it. This is a very old show, late 60s, like 1968 or 1969. And so, technically speaking, this would have been before my time. But the reason I'm familiar with this show is because of a band called The Vandals. Now, Vandals are a very funny band. They are a punk band, but they are a satirical band. And so all of their songs are not your basic teen angst sort of punk songs. They're not political punk songs. But I don't want to say that they're comedy. They're not. They do have some funny songs, but they're not a joke band or a comedy band. They're just a very satirical sort of punk band. They've been around forever. And the Vandals are very, very funny. Now, on, I believe it was their second album, if memory serves, which I think the second album is When in Rome, Do As the Vandals. They have a song called Johnny Sacco. And it's basically just a song about this show, with a lot of references to the show, and it's just basically about the show. Johnny Sacco's on his wrist radio to the mountain hideaway. Giant robot, please wake up. We need you right away. Okay, you know, that kind of thing. And so, you know, I heard this song a lot in my younger years. This is a funny song. Obviously, it's about a TV show that I never got to see. And now that I'm blank thousand years old, I'm finally getting to see this TV show, which I imagine was probably on in syndication in California and all your Pacific Rim states. This is a very strange show in that it is obviously Japanese, but, you know, when the title comes up, it's an American International Television release, and there's all these English names listed as writer, producer, and director. And it seems pretty obvious to me that this is one of those shows that, you know, the rights and the footage was purchased, and then it was sort of re-massaged into an English language show. It's very poorly dubbed. It's very poorly written. It's poor quality. You know, the original might kind of be okay, but I think they transferred it to film, or maybe they originally shot it to film and then transferred it to video. And so it's pretty horrible and dumb. All right, hold on a second. Let's get back in the car. My hand is getting cold. We're almost back to the car. Okay, here we go. Back in the car. It is mostly cloudy today, so there's no sun to take the wind chill off. So, man, my hand is cold. But anyway, yeah, I got to see Johnny Sacco. Oh, it was so horrible. It's half kaiju, it's half giant robot, and it's, what, 50 years old? And the quality reflects. Alright, well, I'm bored already. I don't want to talk about Johnny Sacco anymore. I think we might as well just go home. And let's go there in 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so here we are. Back in the studio. Oh, hello. Is that? Hello, kitty. Yes. Yes, it is. Alright, and to get back to finish what I was saying about Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. It's kind of strange. This is a show that's for very young children. Think Power Rangers. It's that kind of thing, and it's even produced in the same manner. If it wasn't for Johnny Sacco, there would be no Power Rangers today. So, you know, now you know who to blame. And even though the effects are cheap and cheesy and not very good, along with most of other of the production values, the one thing that this show has going for it is the detail of its equipment. Not the sets. You know, the sets are cheesy 60s. Oh, look, here's a bunch of flashing Christmas lights. It's a computer. the cool thing about Johnny Sacco is that all the small stuff, anything that's small enough to be handheld, is actually very cool. Because it's that part of 60s technology where it's the 60s, but it's Cold War, so there's spy stuff, and so, you know, Johnny Sacco and his crew, the Unicorn crew, they all have unbelievably cool stuff. Like radios that are pens, radios that are watches, and so if you want to talk to your giant robot, you just look at your watch, you flip up the watch face, and now it's a radio. Giant robot, come save us. And of course there's radios hidden in people's shoes, in the heels of shoes. So when this guy got tied up and captured and tied up, he escaped and then he took off his shoe, opened up the heel, and took out the radio, and called Unicorn Headquarters. Yeah. In one of last night's episodes, there was also a cool tape decoder. They were calling it their secret cryptocurrency, their secret cryptography machine, but it was really a paper tape to audio tape converter. It was really cool. You know, you take a computer tape out of a computer and you run it through this little reader. All the while, this little tape spool is spooling, and oh, it was awesome. It wasn't what they said it was, but it was still cool. And that's, I guess, the one good thing about the show, other than it's good for, you know, just being so bad. Like all the things I love. And speaking of equipment, I can hear a lawnmower starting up in what would appear to be my front yard. So that means the lawnmower guys are here, which in turn means that my cat is now hiding. Should we go out and look for her and see where she's hiding? I don't even have to go out and look. She's either in the Thunder Hut, or she's crawled in between the futon frame and she's hiding back in there. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wait a minute, isn't it December? Why is somebody mowing your lawn? I thought you lived somewhere where it was snowy and cold in the winter. And yes I do. However, this is Nebraska. Weather gets extremely weird. There's no standard stuff. And so they're not really here mowing my lawn. They're picking up leaves. I have oak trees. The two trees in my front yard are oaks. Oh wait, I guess I only have one tree in my front yard. No, I have two trees in my front yard. Yeah, I can count. I can count to two. Which is amazing, because normally I can only count in binary. But that's not the point. The point is we're going to hear some loud sounds pretty soon as they move into the backyard. So yeah, I got guys here picking up leaves. Yay! Making noise, scaring my cat. So I don't know how much time we're going to have until it gets loud, but anyway. It's time for the lottery news. What's happening in the lottery, according to me? Well, as you may remember from the last episode in which we discussed lottery, I had received a free lottery ticket. I got a free coupon, and I went in and redeemed it for a free lottery ticket. And I ended up matching one number, the only one that counts, the Mega Ball. And let's see if I can remember this. Yeah, okay, this was a couple days ago. And so I took the winning ticket in, and normally this would be a push, because if you match the Mega Ball, your prize is another $1 lottery ticket. And no, you can't take the cash. It isn't one of those things where the prize is $1, because that would still be a push. This is actually, you get a free ticket, but you get to choose what ticket you want. Now, if I would have won a dollar, I just would have taken it, because that wouldn't have been a push for me, because I didn't pay for the lottery ticket to begin with. I would have actually been ahead $1. But that's not the case. So I had to pick a scratch ticket, and I looked at them. None of them really appealed to me, but I did grab one anyway, and it's called Santa's Holiday Break. And there's a picture of Santa Claus in a swimsuit laying on a chaise lounge on a beach with palm trees and the ocean in the background, with Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, wearing sunglasses, Bermuda shorts. They're both drinking what appears to be lemonade. And there's a radio sitting here in the sand. Okay, whatever. And now, why did I pick this one? I don't know. It was the best odds for the best money. The total odds, overall odds are 1 to 3.5. Top prize odds are 1.25 million. And the top prize is $6,000. Do, 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 do. And apparently, the way to play is scratch the entire play area. Reveal a... Then there's a little icon of a beach ball symbol. Win the prize shown for that symbol. Find an... And then there's a little umbrella icon symbol. Win double the corresponding prize. All right, so we're going to be looking for beach balls and umbrellas. So, what are we going to scratch this ticket off with? Don't I usually have a guitar pick laying around here somewhere just for this type of purpose? Yes, here it is, hiding under a bunch of stuff. Okay, so let's start scratching. Dun, dun, dun. And what I'm doing first is I'm scratching off all the non-critical stuff. See what we got before we actually start scratching off numbers. All right, so here we go. We got a $25 prize, 6,109, 4, 3, and 2. Let's start with the $25 prize. No, it's a 7. I'm looking for a beach ball or an umbrella. Let's try the $6,000 prize. And it's a 4. Nope, that's a fail. $100 prize, 2. Not a winner. The $9 prize, I got a 6. I don't want numbers. I want beach ball or beach umbrella. Our $4 prize, 3. Also a failure. Our $3 prize, 5. Also a failure. We only have one more thing to scratch off. It's for the $2 prize. And it's the number 1. Oh, this is no good. This lottery ticket failed to achieve a victorious condition. I'm gonna wipe off all that stuff. And Santa's holiday break has disappointed me. I have not won any money. Oh, I feel terrible, except I really don't. You want to know why? Because I didn't lose anything either. That's what I love about free lottery tickets. You can't feel bad if you don't win because, well, you didn't risk anything. And that's why you should always, always, always take a free bet. That is one of my number one rules in life. So take my advice. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My time is up for today, so I gots to go. I don't know what day this is. Something might be coming up after me. Something might not. I gotta go. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
It's 20 errors.